This message is brought to you by the friends and partners of Kakrabaden. Welcome to Air Power with Kakrabaden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is a teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and the prophetic anointing. He's the senior pastor of the Catch the Anointing Center, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message. Welcome to today's broadcast. Kakwa has been sharing a powerful and insightful teaching titled How to Have a Successful Fast. Today he shares a common deception that many Christians fall prey to when it comes to prayer and fasting. Let's join in.
That's the sharing on how to fast successfully. Tell us about how to fast successfully. Now, the mistake that some Christians make is that we assume that once we are fasting and praying, it means that God is listening to our prayer. Nothing could be further from the truth. Now, if you don't understand that fasting and prayer is not necessarily equal to answer prayer, you become frustrated because you believe that anytime you fast and pray, you must receive an answer. But what you must understand is that there are principles behind everything. And when you are fasting, there are also principles and rules that govern prayer and fasting. So in the Bible, people fasted and there was no result. In Isaiah chapter 58 verse 3, Israel complained to God. They said, "Wherefore have we fasted and thou seest not? Wherefore have we afflicted our souls and thou takest no knowledge?" A whole nation, not even one person, fasted and prayed, but God didn't listen. Why? A lack of knowledge. That's what is killing you. Isaiah 5:13, it says, "Therefore, my people are gone into captivity because they have no knowledge." They are my people. They are Christians. They pay tithes. They go to church. They are reading their Bibles, but they will still go into captivity if they have no knowledge. So Jesus himself described the prayers of two people who were praying. A Pharisee, a priest, a pastor, was compared to a publican who was a sinner, and they were both praying. The Pharisee or full-time pastor was fasting and praying. The publican was only praying without a fast. But he had an answer to his prayer, not the full-time pastor who was fasting and praying. Why? It's not by titles. It's not by what you do. It's by following the principles. So in Luke 18:10, Jesus said, "Two men went into the temple to pray, one a Pharisee, the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, saying, 'Lord, I thank you that I'm not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice in a week. I give tithes of all that I possess.' But the publican, standing afar off, will not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smoke upon his breast, saying, 'Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner.'" Then Jesus gave his comments on the prayer. Verse 14, he said, "This man," that's a publican, "went down to his house justified rather than the other." The fact that a church has declared 90 days fast does not mean God will listen to your prayer after the 90 days. If you don't understand the principles, it doesn't matter how hard you pray. Your reward will be frustration. 100 days, 120 days, you can even bath in anointing oil every morning. Nothing will happen. The problem with the Pharisees, he didn't understand the principles, although he was a pastor, that righteousness is not based on what you do. That was his problem. Because Isaiah 64 verse 6, God said, "Your righteousness are as filthy rags before me." So he came with his own standards of righteousness. Then God said, "I won't listen to that prayer." But the publican, the sinner, he came with confession. He said, "I want to confess my sins. I've been a bad boy. I stole money. Last night, I was watching pornography the whole night." He said, "I've been a bad boy. I've been fighting with people. I even went to the occult. I consulted somebody." He said, "Please forgive me." He said, forgive me not on the basis of who I am, but on the basis of who you are. Have mercy on me. He didn't know, but he was quoting Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find help in the time of need. When God has mercy on you, it's not based on anything. It's based on his nature. He got answers to his prayer. So don't be deceived that if we declare 21 days, 90 days, 120 days, it means God will listen to your prayer. If you don't pray according to the rules, it's a hunger strike. That's why sometimes you see people who are always praying, but the demons never leave. They're always with them because they don't understand anything. Proverbs 28 verse 9, I love it. It says, he that turneth away his ear from hearing the law, even his prayer shall be an abomination. This is a prayer warrior in the church. And God said, the fact that he's a prayer warrior does not mean I'll listen to his prayer. He said, if he doesn't follow the rules, the laws that govern prayer, he said he will pray all right, but it will be an abomination, something disgusting. I won't like it at all, although he's praying. That's why I wrote down my book, Rules of Engagement. It deals with prayer. Rules of engagement. What are the rules that actually govern prayer? When you understand these rules, when you pray, you will have serious results. So what are the rules concerning prayer? We read Matthew chapter 6, verse 16. Jesus said, when you fast, be not as the hypocrites of a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces, that they may appear unto men to fast. Verily, I say to you, they have their reward. But when thou fastest, anoint thy head and wash thy face, that thou appear not unto men to fast, but unto your Father who seeth in secret. And your Father who seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. Then he said, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. This is Jesus teaching on fasting, the ultimate teacher who declares all the rules. And in these few verses, he gave his disciples principles about fasting and praying. Then he said, they shouldn't be as the hypocrites or Pharisees who fast twice a week. The rule number one is you must understand the judgment of God. Tell somebody, the judgment of God. In other words, how God assesses or judges things. I gave you three examples. In 1 Corinthians 4, 5, Paul said, therefore, judge nothing before the time, until the Lord comes, who will bring to light the hidden things of darkness and make manifest the counsels of the heart. Here, Paul was talking about judgment. And he spoke about three principles. He said three things about the judgment of God. He said God will use light. And I said light stands for God's word. Then he says, example number two, he will judge hidden things. Things that nobody knows, only you know. There are thoughts in our minds, nobody knows. Things we do in secret, nobody knows. Only you know. But he says God's assessment will be based on all hidden things as well. Then example number three, it said the counsels of the heart. God will judge your heart. 1 Samuel 16 verse 7. Look not on his countenance, nor on the height of his stature. For the Lord seeth not as a man seeth. Man looketh at the outward appearance, but God looketh on the heart. In your heart, even in your fast, you are praying that somebody should die. Meanwhile, God says, he who hates his brother is a murderer. And every murderer walks in darkness and is in danger of hellfire. As you have such a thing in your heart, you may fast, but nothing will happen. Principle number two, hypocrites. Matthew 6:16. Moreover, when you fast, be not as the hypocrites. Jesus said, when a hypocrite fasts and prays, God doesn't listen to his prayer. God does not listen to his prayer. That word hypocrite is a Greek word which means an actor. When you watch a film, the person is acting a part. Who he is in the film is not who he is in real life. In a film, Batman and Iron Man, they fly. But in real life, they don't fly. They walk like you and I. They are normal people. But in the film, they are hypocrites. They are lying. Ask your neighbor, who are you in real life? Ask your neighbor, you, who are you? Real life, who are you? You are here with me this morning, but who are you? It doesn't matter how hard you fast. If you lead a double life, Jesus said, I will not answer that prayer. It's as simple as that. Be not as the hypocrites. And I said, one mark of a hypocrite is that Jesus said, hypocrites are selective in their obedience. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites. Matthew 23:23. You pay tithe of mint, anise, and cummins. These were spices. But you have omitted, the word is omitted, the weightier matters of the law. Judgment, mercy, and faith. So the problem with hypocrites, Jesus said, hypocrites omit. They are selective. Maybe they pay their tithes, but after tithe, they are just like unbelievers. Maybe they join a choir, but after singing, when they change, it's like how Superman changes into a human being, normal human being, and goes home. Ask yourself, are you a hypocrite? Look, you can go for 1,000 days prayer, even your tongue will be somersaulting on the floor. Look, nothing will happen. You are deceiving yourself. So a lot of people who are praying, look, they are deceived. It's a waste of your time.
Thank you for joining us on today's broadcast. Join us same time Monday for another powerful session with Kakra Baden.
If you are here today, you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, and you want to give your life to Jesus, pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, today I repent of my sins. Please forgive me. Come and live in my heart. I believe that you died for me. Be the Lord and Master of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for coming into my life. Amen.
Before we leave, here is a praise report to boost your faith in the Lord.
This one says, healed of hepatitis B. I just received this yesterday and I was reading it. It says, dear pastor, I ask you to pray for me to be healed from hepatitis B. You prayed for me and I'm happy to inform you that I went to the hospital for checkup. And after a series of tests, the doctor confirmed that there is no trace of hepatitis B virus in my body. I am totally healed. Put your hands together for Jesus. Wow, with God, all things are possible.
Grow in your Christian life with audio sermons from Kakra Baden on your mobile devices on the go. Here's how. Go to Play Store or Windows Store on your Android or Windows mobile devices and search for Kakra Baden AirPower. Download, install, and instantly access life-changing audio sermons by Kakra Baden. It's that simple. Kakra Baden AirPower app. On the go with a word.
Good values have to be chosen intentionally, because there are people around, they will try to change your values.
Who you are is a reflection of your values. Your values are developed consciously or unconsciously. Success is conscious, and Christian values have to be developed consciously. This message will inspire you to develop the right values for a successful Christian life. You can order this message series through the following means. Place your order on Facebook by posting Order Values at the comment section or message window. Send an email to info@kakrabaden.org or call us on WhatsApp, or send a WhatsApp message to +233 55 790 10. That's +233 55 790 10. You can place a regular call or send a text to +233 20 7575 215. That's +233 20 7575 215. Thanks for your time. You can contact us, seek counseling, ask for prayer, order today's full-length message, or order books through the following means. Call us or message us on WhatsApp to +233 55 790 10. Send an email to info@kakrabaden.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233 2075752 15. Our office hours are 10 a.m. to 1600 hours GMT. Finally, write to us, share your testimony and how this broadcast has been a blessing to you, even if it is a brief note.